黄浦区2017年高三英语模拟练习12。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Honey, can you believe that we used 26 liters on our car this month?
You must be kidding. That's twice the amount of last month.
Question. How much gasoline did the two speakers use last month?
2. Excuse me, but are you looking for a bike?
Yes. Now that the weather is warming up, I think I should get some exercise instead of taking a bus all the time.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
3. An exhibition of Picasso's paintings is being held in the art gallery.Do you want to go with me?
How can I miss it? But with the bus drivers on strike and taxis so expensive, we have no choice but to take the subway. If only we had a car.
Question. How are they most likely to go to the gallery?
4. Listen, you cannot afford another day off.You've called in sick 5 times in the last 3 months. If this continues, we may not be able to employ you here.
I know, Miss Douglas, but I'm really sick.
Question. What's the most probable relationship between the two speakers?
5.I have to go to class because I will have a test tomorrow, but if I could, I'd go with you to the movie.
That's too bad. I wish that you could come along.
Question. What will the man most probably do next?
6. My good friend is actually hosting an international exchange student.
I know. There may be a little bit of a language barrier, but that's to be expected.
Question. What does the man think of hosting an international student?
7. Would you like red wine or something?
Oh, perfect. What's the point of drinking juice in the best bar in town anyway?
Question. What does the woman mean?
8. I think your resume is excellent, but I'm afraid we don't have any vacancies for the position of system engineer at the moment.
Well, you must have some position open somewhere. Perhaps something more entry level?
Question. What does the man want?
9. Hi, I just bought a set of English learning software. It is recommended by a famous professor.
Oh, come on. I wish it were worth your money.
Question. What does the woman imply about the software?
10. Sometimes when I'm busy...I let my 26-month-old watch videos. Can this help her language development?
It probably won't hurt, but TV and videos are poor substitutes for parents' involvement. Watching TV is a passive activity.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
Section B, Directions. In Section B, you will hear several longer conversations and short passages, and you'll be asked several questions on each of the conversations and passages. The conversations and passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following dialogue. I've been really impressed with your work here.
Thank you. I really love to work as a student doctor here. I have a question for you, but I'm a little nervous to ask you.
I want you to feel comfortable being open and honest here, so ask away.
So, everyone who works here kind of has something they love to do, right? Something they're really good at. For example, Andy, he loves movies. And Kelsey, she has her music. Sheila just loves her work so much. And you have this business, which is so cool.
So you don't have that one thing you love?
Well, I think I know what it is.
Tell me, that's great.
I want to go back to school. I love learning.
That's a wonderful idea.
But I still want to be a student doctor here. Is that okay?
Of course, we can make it work.
That is such a relief. I was so scared to ask you.
It's really not a big deal. We can work out the schedule. So, do you know what you're going to study?
I'm interested in so many different things. I think starting back at school will help me decide which direction I want to go.
Now listen again, please. I've been really impressed with your work here.
Thank you. I really love to work as a student doctor here. I have a question for you, but I'm a little nervous to ask you.
I want you to feel comfortable being open and honest here, so ask away.
So, everyone who works here kind of has something they love to do, right? Something they're really good at. For example, Andy, he loves movies. And Kelsey, she has her music. Sheila just loves her work so much. And you have this business, which is so cool.
So you don't have that one thing you love?
Well, I think I know what it is.
Tell me, that's great.
I want to go back to school. I love learning.
That's a wonderful idea.
But I still want to be a student doctor here. Is that okay?
Of course, we can make it work.
That is such a relief. I was so scared to ask you.
It's really not a big deal. We can work out the schedule. So, do you know what you're going to study?
I'm interested in so many different things. I think starting back at school will help me decide which direction I want to go.
Questions 11. Which word may best describe the woman?
What does the man worry about?
13. Why does the man want to go back to school? 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
This story starts with my two kids. We were hiking in the Oakland woods when my daughter noticed a plastic container of cat litter in a river. She said, "Daddy, that doesn't go there." When she said that, it reminded me of one summer camp as a boy. On the morning of the visiting day, our camp director said, "Quick, everyone pick up 5 pieces of litter." You get a couple hundred kids each picking up 5 pieces, and pretty soon, you've got a much cleaner camp. So I thought, why not apply that crowdsource cleanup model to the entire planet? Let me show you how it started. I took a picture of a cigarette. Then I took another photo, and another photo, and another photo. And I noticed 2 things. 1, litter became artistic and approachable. And 2, at the end of a few days, I had 50 photos on my phone, and I'd picked up each piece, and I realized that I was keeping a record of the positive impact I was having on the planet.
That's 50 less things that you might see, or you might step on, or some bird might eat. So I started telling people what I was doing, and they started participating. One day, a group of fifth graders picked up 1,247 pieces of litter just on their school yard, and they learned that the most common type of litter were the plastic straw wrappers from their own cafeteria. So these kids went to their principal and asked, "Why are we still buying straws?" And they stopped. And they learned that individually, they could each make a difference. But together, they created an impact.
Now listen again, please.
This story starts with my two kids. We were hiking in the Oakland woods when my daughter noticed a plastic container of cat litter in a river. She said, "Daddy, that doesn't go there." When she said that, it reminded me of one summer camp as a boy. On the morning of the visiting day, our camp director said, "Quick, everyone pick up 5 pieces of litter." You get a couple hundred kids each picking up 5 pieces, and pretty soon, you've got a much cleaner camp. So I thought, why not apply that crowdsource cleanup model to the entire planet? Let me show you how it started. I took a picture of a cigarette. Then I took another photo, and another photo, and another photo. And I noticed 2 things. 1, litter became artistic and approachable. And 2, at the end of a few days, I had 50 photos on my phone, and I'd picked up each piece. And I realized that I was keeping a record of the positive impact I was having on the planet. That's 50 less things that you might see, or you might step on, or some bird might eat. So I started telling people what I was doing, and they started participating. One day, a group of fifth graders picked up 1,247 pieces of litter just on their school yard, and they learned that the most common type of litter were the plastic straw wrappers from their own cafeteria. So these kids went to their principal and asked, "Why are we still buying straws?" And they stopped. And they learned that individually, they could each make a difference. But together, they created an impact.
Questions. 14. What happened on the visiting day of one summer camp?
How did the speaker start his cleanup model?
What did the group of fifth graders learn from their picking up activity?
17 through 20 are based on the following passage.
Along with subjects like reading and mathematics, school children at the Robert Coleman Elementary School are learning yoga exercises. The aim is to provide them with better tools to deal with the daily struggles they face. Principal Thompson brought the program to Coleman in 2010. A few of her students are homeless, while others live in homes with no electricity. Some have little or no food to eat. Others are related to victims of gun violence. The Mindful Moment Room is a place where students do deep breathing exercises and clear their minds. They come to learn how they can better react to situations and how to calm themselves. They can also speak with Mindful Moment specialists about what caused their teachers to send them there. Principal Thompson believes that yoga is responsible for the drop in leaving school at her school. Over the past year, there was no dropping out of school at Coleman, compared to 4 during the 2013-14 school year. And students are almost never sent to her office for bad behavior anymore. For the past half century, yoga has been studied as possible treatments for anxiety and depression. As for students, there is some scientific evidence that yoga can help people, but more is needed. However, education expert Patricia Jennings told the New York Times that these practices don't eliminate poverty and it may not work for everybody.
Now listen again, please.
Along with subjects like reading and mathematics, schoolchildren at the Robert Coleman Elementary School are learning yoga exercises. The aim is to provide them with better tools to deal with the daily struggles they face. Principal Thompson brought the program to Coleman in 2010. A few of her students are homeless, while others live in homes with no electricity. Some have little or no food to eat. Others are related to victims of gun violence. The Mindful Moment Room is a place where students do deep breathing exercises and clear their minds. They come to learn how they can better react to situations and how to calm themselves. They can also speak with Mindful Moment specialists about what caused their teachers to send them there. Principal Thompson believes that yoga is responsible for the drop in leaving school at her school. Over the past year, there was no dropping out of school at Coleman, compared to 4 during the 2013-14 school year. And students are almost never sent to her office for bad behavior anymore. For the past half century, yoga has been studied as possible treatments for anxiety and depression. As for students, there is some scientific evidence that yoga can help people, but more is needed. However, education expert Patricia Jennings told the New York Times that these practices don't eliminate poverty and it may not work for everybody.
Questions. 17. What's the purpose of providing the school students with yoga exercises?
What can students learn in the Mindful Moment Room?
19. What change have yoga exercises brought to the school?
20. What does the speaker think of yoga?